Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 20. Now, in these series, Thoughts on Mark or whatever, many of them now I've done, this must count as one of the driest, if not the driest, of all the discourses I've done. But I just can't skirt round this point, Mark chapter 16, verses 9 to 20. I'm going to say a word or two, not much, just enough, I hope, on the question of manuscripts. You will know there is considerable controversy over these verses. These verses, 9 to 20, are they the genuine ending of Mark, or they are an addition? The debate, you know, about this can get very heated. It becomes the test of orthodoxy. In many cases, I think this is pushing it far, far too much. And I'll tell you frankly, straight away, I admit it, I'm not competent to decide and pronounce on this. I simply do not know. Books have been written for and against. And you can consult them at your leisure. But I plead with you not to dismiss, if you take the view that this is genuine, a genuine ending to Mark, don't dismiss all those who don't take it as genuine. They're not necessarily liberal, you know. Some very fine evangelical scholars are not at all convinced that this is a genuine ending to Mark. My advice, such as it is not to base any doctrine or practice that can be established only in these verses. You get the snake and the serpent dancers, don't you, from these verses. It's the same, I think, with other passages of Scripture, Revelation 20, for example. People take verses in these obscure passages and make far too much of them. For my own part, and I'll not hide my light under a bushel, as it were, I don't think this is original. I don't think verse 8 was the original ending, though. I can't believe that Mark would have left them afraid. So I have some difficulties here. There are questions about the use of the language, the Greek here. There is a style changes in verse 9. There are strange things here about Mary Magdalene being introduced and so on. It seems to be a compilation of Matthew, Luke, and John portions. That seems to be it. The language is only in the Gospels. There seems to be hindsight here. It's post-Pentecost written, though. You can see that. So there are many, many things. Bergen wrote over 300 pages on it. I could go on and on about this. What's the point of it? The two earliest manuscripts do not have these verses, but the majority of manuscripts do have these verses. William Hendrickson has gone into all that, and you can read it all. There are new words here, and the number of new words is a big jump in these 9 to 20. So I say, don't base any major doctrine on this, on these verses. But I'm going to speak through these verses very briefly and draw what we can from them. They have something to say to us, but we have to interpret them carefully. Now, that's probably pleased nobody, but I had to say something on the manuscripts. I hope the next discourse will have something a little more profitable for you. But I hope it's not unprofitable to say this. Let's have some measure of discretion here and not dismiss everybody. You just can't tick every box that we tick. Some good people doubt whether this is the actual original Mark ending. May God give us grace as we look into these verses.